Dr. Brad Tucker, I'm an astronomer at the ANU here in Canberra.
Thank you so much, Brad. And firstly, can you describe what happened in regards to this on July the 9th?
Yeah, so on July 9th, a SpaceX Crew-1 trunk, so this is the bottom part of the SpaceX capsule that ferries astronauts up and down, re-entered over southeast New South Wales, over the region. And lots of people on that Saturday morning heard bits of it breaking up. They heard a sonic boom. They saw bits of it. Then, a few weeks later, a couple of farmers found large fragments of what they believe were space junk from this. And after contacting me and heading down, we can confirm that definitely fairly large bits of space junk landed in southern New South Wales as part of this burning up reentry event.
You mentioned it's space junk and you touched on it there, but can you describe in a bit more detail what exactly it is?
Yeah, so these are fragments from this SpaceX capsule. So when the capsule enters, it's designed to hit the Earth's atmosphere, so parts of it melt and parts of it break up. Now, I think a lot of people think the whole thing burns up in the Earth's atmosphere. That's not true. They do survive what we call reentry coming through the Earth. But they break apart, and the idea is they break apart into smaller pieces so they can land safely in the ocean. So it's kind of the way of discarding or getting rid of the trash. And in this case, though, it didn't quite work according to plan. Obviously, didn't make it to the ocean with these pieces being found in Dalgetty. There is now a few new pieces that were found kind of just east of Jindabyne. So there may appear to be even more of bits of this SpaceX trunk capsule around the region.
And what were the farmers' reactions and your reaction to this discovery?
Look, I think they were very surprised. You know, from a distance, it takes a while to get out to even where the site is from the gate, and it kind of looks like a tree almost, a burnt tree from afar, and then you get up close and you realize, hey, this thing is a bit different. And then after figuring that out, you know, I was trying to figure out on their end what this was. Obviously, it's a bit of a surprise to find something like this. And then when, you know, they got in touch with me and sent me the photos, I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe, because I knew there was a capsule over, and when they sent the photos, like, wow. And so obviously I made the trek out there to confirm it, and it was amazing to see this. This is a fairly rare event. This has happened maybe a handful of times across the world. The last time in Australia this happened was in about 1979. So it definitely is on the rarer side of it happening, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to say it's something you don't hear about happening all that often, especially down in our neck of the woods. Should we expect more space junk in the southeast of New South Wales?
Well, hopefully not, but there's a worry there may be. As we launch more and more things into space and things break apart, there is that worry that we will have more of these incidents. And so there's a big push to figuring out how can we do better, how can we make sure we don't have things like this randomly falling down. Just yesterday, there was a Chinese rocket booster that we didn't know where it was going to crash. It eventually landed just west of the Philippines, but started to break apart over Malaysia. So as we become more active in space, there is a risk that this happens as well. So hopefully it becomes a rare occurrence like the way we want it.
And is it true these two bits of space junk found outside of Dalgetty are some of the largest ever to be found in the country?
Yeah, the only other time we've had something like this in Australia was in 1979 when the U.S. Space Station Skylab broke apart over Esperance in Western Australia and quite large pieces were found there. Since then, this is it. This is the largest pieces since there, and it's pretty much the only second time that we can document. And again, when we talk about the world, there was a rocket booster that burnt up over West Africa. There was a Russian satellite that crashed into Canada in the 80s. There was bits of another SpaceX rocket that crashed over the U.S. state of Washington and now southern New South Wales, Dalgetty.
What's going to happen now, Brad? What are the next steps?
So there's actually a lot of legal implications based on the way treaties govern space. So right now, the space agency has taken over the control of it. So the farmers still keep it, but they're doing the processing, essentially. And they have to talk to their counterparts, which is the FAA in the U.S. So it's not NASA. It's a government department there. And they kind of govern the flight space, so to speak, for the U.S. and Australia. So the Australian Space Agency is acting on behalf of the farmers in Dalgetty. The FAA is acting on behalf of SpaceX. And so if SpaceX wants it back, the farmers have to return it, but then they would be liable for damages and compensation from SpaceX if SpaceX doesn't want it back, which is probably the case because it was supposed to land in the ocean, then the farmers could do whatever they want, a new coffee table or eBay. Those are the options, or anything in between.
Well, you've given us plenty to think about. Dr. Brad Tucker, thanks so much for your time.
No worries. Take care.